when I brought up basketball, and I think for a lot of people, they probably feel the same way. But I'm ready. I'm ready for some hoops. The NBA has not gotten me real interested.
Like
just
you
yet.
Said, around Christmas time, that's when you know things settle down with college football.
Settle down. Big one this weekend as Henderson State looks to go perfect this season, at least in the regular season. Love to see him continue on and go perfect in the postseason because that would mean a national championship, which would be super cool. Mm-hmm. We're joined on the Revolution Hotline by one of our favorites and the most intimidating man in Division II football, Scott Maxfield. Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm outstanding. And yourself?
You are outstanding. I'm doing pretty well. Congratulations on what has been a great season thus far. I know you guys are looking for a great challenge tomorrow. Ouachita, of course, trying to overcome some serious injuries. But and you said it, I guess, in the press conference this week, when you get a rivalry game like this, you can throw the records out the window and all the other peripheral things out the window. You're going to get their best effort this weekend.
Oh, no doubt. I know that when they walk across that street, they're going to be ready to go and be an outstanding game, and both teams, I think, will play as hard as they possibly can.
You know, we've talked before about teams winning by losing and teams that benefit by getting a setback and then kind of refocusing before they get into the postseason. Your team didn't lose, but you played your closest game this last weekend with Southern Arkansas. Do you find that to be, or I guess not last week, but 2 weeks ago now, but do you find that helped refocus your team as they prepared for what you hope is a good postseason run?
Well, I think we saw some things in that game that you know that may have exposed some of our weaknesses that we have on our team that we had to work on, and I think we did that in our open week and this week in football practice we tried to concentrate on getting better as a football team. But Southern Arkansas has a good team; they got a lot of good players. You know, their record indicates that they've only lost two ball games, so it was an outstanding game. And you know. A lot of people think we play poorly now when we don't score over 50 points. So, we have some high expectations. We scored 44 and threw for 518 yards. So I don't know if we can do a whole lot more against a good football team than that. But, you know, we did have some things that we didn't do well that we need to get better at.
So talk to me about the matchup specifically this week. What kinds of things, when you look at Ouachita, concerns you?
Well, offensively, they've got some really good wide receivers that have got a lot of good height. They got 2 6'4" kids that they do a really good job with the deep ball. They just throw it up, and, you know, they go up and catch it really well. They've got an outstanding running back, so we're going to have to play really good defense to try to shut down at least one side of the what they want to do, either the run game or the pass game. And then, you know, offensively, we just have to continue to do what we do best, and that's throw the football. And if you know, if we execute our offense and throw it and catch it like we've been doing, we should be able to score some points. So, you know, we just got to play ready football. That's the main thing is this late in the season, you don't want to try to change up a whole lot of things that you do well, and we just need to continue to do what we do best. And if we do that, then we should have, you know, some success against Ouachita.
Henderson State coach Scott Maxfield joining us in the zone on the Revolution Hotline, preparing to play their rivals, Ouachita Baptist, in the Battle of the Ravine tomorrow. And coach, there was a great story in the Democrat Gazette today, which I'm sure you saw, and certainly you know your team well. This is a non-traditional bunch in a lot of cases, I guess, especially in your receiving core. Just talk about the uniqueness of that and what guys who have a little more life experience maybe bring to a football team.
Well, one of the things is you know, all those young men that were mentioned in the newspaper article, all those guys got here with different paths to come back to college, but you know, all those guys are focused on their college education. They love the game of football. They want to have another opportunity to be successful in life. And that's what college should be all about, is giving kids an opportunity to continue their education, to become productive citizens for this country. And you know, we're very fortunate to have all those guys on our football team. They've come to Henderson State. They've done exceptionally well on the football field, but all of those guys are also on track to get their college education. And we're proud of what they've done here at Henderson State.
Coach, you've never been one to shy away from accolades. You guys are ranked second in the Super Region 3 rankings. You're 11th in the country by one poll I'm looking at here. You think you have the best team in the country this year?
Well, you know, in Division II football, you don't get to see a lot of people, you know, on television. You just got to kind of go over word of mouth and past history of all the different Division II programs. You know, in the region that we're in, the the winner of our regional finals has gone to the national championship game, I think, 8 years in a row with Northwest Missouri State, Pittsburgh State, Minnesota Duluth. So you're talking about some outstanding football programs, and to say that we're better than those guys, I mean, it'll all be determined on the field, which is the good thing about Division II football. I know they play a little bit different brand of football than us. They're a lot larger, you know, on their roster. They have a lot more size than we do, but I think we would have somewhat of a speed advantage. But they're more of a SEC-type Alabama, LSU. You know, they want to run the football between the tackles, play really good defense, and just try to pound the football on you. So, you know, that's really not the style that we play in our conference. So it'll be an interesting matchup, you know, down the road when we match up against those guys.
Coach, with the uniqueness of this rivalry, the Battle Ravine, which is no question probably the best Arkansas college football rivalry we have going, do you talk to you guys any differently this week, or do you keep it business as usual?
Well, you do approach it a little bit different because everybody in town that all our kids come in contact with, that's pretty much all they want to talk about. So, you know, the kids know exactly what's at stake. They know the bragging rights that go along with winning this game for a year. So it's important to them. It's important to our student body, our alumni. So it's a big-time atmosphere for Division II football, and it's good for both universities. It brings a lot of excitement to this community and the state. So, you know, we do approach it a little different. You know, it's the same approach as far as practice and preparation, but, you know, when it comes to Saturday at game time, we're expecting possibly the largest crowd in school history here tomorrow. So it should be a great day for college football.
Coach, we found out this morning Kevin Rogers named among 24 candidates for the Harlan Hill Trophy, which goes to the most outstanding Division II player, and certainly he should be. I mean, honored as a Player of the Week, I think, six times this season. He is an unbelievable talent. Great guy. We had him on earlier in the season. Can you talk about your quarterback and the consistency he's had, which really is amazing? We keep waiting for him to have an off week, and he keeps coming through big time.
Well, hopefully he'll continue to do that. But Kevin's played extremely well this year. He's matured a lot as a quarterback. He's got great leadership abilities, which have really come to the front this football season. The main thing about Kevin, he prepares really well during the week. He spends a lot of time over here in the coach's office watching film on his own and gets prepared, and he gets on the game Saturday. It's you know, it's kind of like a test, and that's what he does best. He's only made one B in his college career, so you know, he's a smart guy, and he does everything the same way week to week to week, and he's got some good receivers that we have here that he can throw short passes to, and they make some big plays, and he's kind of learned that. The biggest thing is he don't force the football a whole lot, and he goes to the open guy, and he doesn't turn the football over, which is really big. So, you know, if he continues to play well, then our offense is extremely hard to stop.
Scary thing is he's only a sophomore. So
yeah, no, that is.
Don't tell him what kind of numbers he's going to put up by the end of his career.
Well, that's the good thing about offensively right now. We start nine underclassmen. We only have two seniors.
That's amazing.
So that should bode well for the future for the Reddies.
Coach, you guys, when you see it, you guys are putting up basketball numbers. You know, you're scoring 70, 80 points every week. It's incredible. Even you look out throughout the country and the scoring, just I can't remember any time when it was like this. Can you attribute that? It seems like a lot of college teams are able to put up big-time numbers in terms of scoring the ball.
Well, I think football's evolved a little bit. Just got through watching a piece about Darryl Royal when he was at the University of Texas, and you know, he started the wishbone offense. And, you know, over the years, you know, football's gone from the wishbone power eye, you know, to the eye formation. Then the one back kind of came in the mid-90s. And now the spread version of the one back offense has kind of become popular. Now, the biggest thing is it's a lot easier to recruit quarterbacks and receivers because you can identify these guys because they play in the same type of offense in high school. Mm. And they're a lot more familiar with, you know, what we've been doing offensively, and it's really helped us. But, you know, when you put a lot of speed out there, and that's the thing about what we've really recruited is a lot of speed. We don't try to sign any possession receivers anymore. We want fast guys that can make plays happen in space. And you know, we're very fortunate this year. We got eight or nine guys that can do that and a good quarterback. So, you know, college football's evolved. I know a lot of teams are not using this style, but you know, at our level, it's a lot easier to recruit that type of athlete than the big 6'5", 320-pound offensive lineman, and you know, the big tailbacks and some of the things that you need to run a power offense. But it's also helped us stay healthy throughout the football season. We've only lost one offensive starter for any extended period of time to injury, just because of the type of offense we run is not quite the smash mouth, you know, knock it up in there. So we're able to stay a little bit more healthy throughout the year.
Well, the Reddies with a chance to have their first undefeated, untied season in school history, which is pretty remarkable when you think about the history at Henderson State. So, Coach, a lot on the line tomorrow, and a great way for your team to propel into the postseason. Good luck this weekend, and we'll catch up with you again before the playoffs get rolling.
All right. Thank you, and thanks for having me on.
Appreciate you.
Good luck, Coach.
Thank you.
Scott Maxfield.
Good dude.
He's focused. He's in the zone. It's interesting that he